Anti-hunger activists have launched a statewide campaign urging New York Senator Chuck Schumer to vote against any farm bill that includes cuts in food stamp funding. They also want Schumer to push to restore recent cuts. Mark Dunlay, executive director of the Hunger Action Network of New York State, explains farm bill negotiators have agreed to $8.6 billion in SNAP cuts over the next 10 years.
Most of those cuts are actually aimed at New York State residents. About a third of the people impacted nationally would be New York. Mainly people in public housing would lose on average of about $90 a month in food stamps.
Dunlay supports his argument by pointing to the recent annual report on hunger and homelessness issued by the United States Conference of Mayors.
They found that the demand for emergency food nationwide had increased about 7%. We're here in New York State, it's actually closer to about 13%.
Senator Schumer concedes SNAP is a valuable, essential program.
Fraud has been eliminated from it. You can't use it to buy booze or other kinds of things. So it's a good program, and there are a lot of people who have been out of work for a long time who need it.
Dunlay says food stamp participants in New York State would bear the brunt of the new round of cuts in the farm bill that have been agreed to by the lead negotiators. An estimated 850,000 households nationwide would see their food stamp benefits cut an additional $90 a month under the new bill. And 300,000 of those households are in New York State, primarily in public housing.
Food stamp benefits only last right now maybe 20 days out of the month. Many families struggle the last 10 days. That's when they turn to the food pantries and soup kitchens to help. And with hunger at record levels and homelessness at record levels, particularly here in New York State, this is not the time to be taking food away from hungry people.
Senator Schumer hopes to avoid as many cuts as possible.
I'm not going to take an unequivocal yes or no position right now till I see what the final agreement is. They haven't come to an agreement yet, but I sure don't want to see them cut the SNAP program.
Dunlay suggests Schumer and other leaders look into reducing graft and waste in the Pentagon budget. He says that money could help feed children, the elderly, disabled, and working families. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.